No, their plays haven't changed, and it'll come down to how they block and how we defend the blocks. If we get in the gaps that we're supposed to get in and get the proper pursuit, we can keep any runner in check. If we don't, this guy can get off and get off in a minute. We respect him a lot. He's a great back.
Dick, is there much difference in Walker's tape this year, this preseason, as opposed to last year?
I don't see that much difference. I looked at every game he played in last year, and he played a lot in the preseason for a starting quarterback, and they were getting him off of that first year. He missed some games his first year, so I would say that he played 2, 4, 7, at least 8 quarters in the preseason, at least half the preseason he was in there. So, no, I think they're going to use him. He's a special athlete, and they're going to use him the way they use him.
They use him on the move, don't they?
Do you see that?
I don't know about that.
55%
well, yeah, but how many runs were in there in college? You know, he's a great runner. Plus, they were behind in a lot of those games. It's hard to throw when the other team sitting back there knows you're going to throw. I think he's got the capabilities of being a very good professional football player. I hope that those numbers continue in the NFL, but I doubt that they will.
He's
won a lot of boots, right?
He's a perfect guy for that. He throws the bootleg pass as good as anybody I've ever seen. I guarantee you his accuracy percentage is way up higher than what we just talked about when he's on the move. He's a great on-the-move thrower.
What sort of flexibility do you have in play calling when Troy is healthy?
Well, really, believe it or not, we only have a few defenses that are what I would call Troy defenses. It's just the defense that we call look a little bit better when Troy's in here. I'd like to say that we do some kind of mastermind scheme, but it's just Troy's presence.
Well, you know, Ryan Clark said that this is maybe the best he's seen him physically in years. Could you agree with that?
I think Troy's in good shape, and I thought he played well at the end of last year when he got back in the lineup, and I think that we can look forward to a good year from Troy.
Dick, we saw more rookie quarterbacks come in the league and play right away. That seems to be the case maybe offensively. Is it? Are the young guys coming in defensively more ready to play in the NFL than before?
Well, I think that would be accurate because of the offenses that they're playing against in college now. They never huddle, and they very rarely have two backs in the backfield. And, in fact, they very rarely have one, a lot of teams. And they're just they're developing more pass-ready to play defenders. And that's always been the biggest jumping spot for college kids coming into the NFL. They just haven't played against those kind of offenses. But now, if you go to a high school game, they're throwing the ball 40 times. So the younger players are much more at home playing against these wide-open offenses.
Is there more expectation on those guys to have them come in and play right away?
Well, I don't know that you would say that other than the fact that there are 32 football teams and, the need for talent is always there. And you can't have too many good football players.
Dick, do you expect the teams to try to test McClendon early on just for the fact he hasn't played more than a dozen snaps in the game?
Well, yeah, they'll probably have a few plays. Let's face it, you don't design your game plan around who the other team's nose tackle is, but where Steve will have to step in, but he's done this. It isn't like he's never been out on the field. You know, he's played a lot of snaps for us the last couple of years. He just got to get in there and take his role in the defense and get his gap and get off some blocks and get some pressure. And, I'm not guessing on this. I've seen him do it. I'm confident that he'll play well for us.
Waiting 3 years and how he's waiting behind Casey, you expect a seamless transition because, like you said, he's been around so much?
Well, just to add to that, he played a lot of snaps last year and played well. So, and he's had a real good preseason. I think he'll do fine. Will he have some on-the-job training? Sure. He's carrying a job full-time now. So he's going to be out there more, and he'll learn more. But Steve will do okay.
Mike Munchak and yourself are two of the small number of Hall of Fame players who went on to become head coaches in the league. But you also got to play for Joe Schmidt, coach under McCormack, Starr, and Forrest Gregg. I'm wondering how those experiences helped you in your career as a coach.
Well, I went to Pro Bowls with Lombardi and Tom Landry and I played for Don Shula, so Paul Brown drafted me, and Woody Hayes coached me in college. I can't complain about the type of people that I've got to study under. I always knew I was going to be a coach, and all those names certainly have helped me, and I'm grateful for that opportunity.
Not that you would want to give Munchak advice this week, but, you know, it's a small fraternity of Hall of Fame players. What does it take to become a successful head coach in this league?
He's won more games than I did, so I wouldn't presume to tell him what to do.
Hey, Coach, you know, Ziggy talked about maybe folks don't understand the role of that defensive front, particularly defensive end. So when they face a team like Tennessee, I'm not so concerned about pass rushing. It's just following, you know, a guy like Chris Johnson to the linebackers. Is that really the most important thing in this game in particular?
Well, our defense is built on the defensive line, and they may not be the one to get the splash plays. The linebackers show up quite a bit, you know, and you got Troy flying around out there. But without the defensive line getting where they got to get, we can't do what we need to do. You're sure not going to defend a running back like Johnson without excellent play from your defensive line. So that's going to be the same no matter whether we're playing Rice or Johnson or whoever. They got to get their part of it done. That's always paramount, and it's got to get done this week.
And what about, you know, Ziggy, just on what he's done this preseason and the expectation he has, not just on himself, but everyone has?
Ziggy's a special athlete for his size, and I think he's been a constant contributor to our defense. I think he'll continue to be that. He's still a relatively young player with, I think, some good growth in front of him, but he's also had an awful lot of snaps, which makes him, for me, a very comforting veteran. The one thing that we like about Ziggy, he's always ready to play, and he's a special athlete, so we feel good about having him on our team.